Off Huntington Beach in California, an ecological emergency is unfolding.
Look at this, look at this, it's everywhere.
Oil puddles on the once pristine sand, and workers in hazmat suits comb the shore on a cleanup mission.
Any discharge of oil into sensitive coastal waters is damaging to the environment, and it is disruptive to the economy at a minimum. This is a significant incident, and I want you to know how seriously those of us that live and work in California take it.
But as the days pass, more questions are being raised about how quickly authorities and the pipeline company responded to the incident. The Coast Guard was first notified of dirty water on Friday night.
At that time, as it approaches nightfall, sheens can be very difficult to see on the water. The information from the reporting source that Coast Guard investigators spoke with was inconclusive.
So it was Saturday morning before it went out to investigate the reports. That same morning, about 2 a.m., an alarm had sounded in Amplify Energy's control room, warning that pressure had dropped in the pipeline. Early findings show the company waited more than 3 hours to shut it off. The pipeline had been split open and apparently dragged more than 30 metres along the ocean floor, possibly by a ship's anchor. It sent hundreds of thousands of litres of oil spilling into the water and onto beaches and protected marshland. California's governor says the spill is more proof ageing oil platforms need to be phased out.
It's time, once and for all, to disabuse ourselves that this has to be part of our future. This is part of our past, and we can moralize and talk about the good old days. We can talk about how important these rigs have been to the prosperity of this country and the middle class. But at the end of the day, this is about the stale air of normalcy versus the fresh air of progress.
Safety advocates have pushed for years for tougher rules on detecting spills and things like automatic valves to shut down the flow of oil. But the industry's resisted such measures because of the costs involved. Along this coastline, beaches could remain closed for weeks, and the pipeline company's being investigated for possible negligence. Experts say it's too early to know the full cost to the local economy and environment. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.